Karen L. Menstonides and Barbara Blades seek variances from the lot width and lot area requirements for proposed lots, sections 115-82 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the north side of Lighthouse Road, approximately 125 feet east of Willow Lane. The 911 address is 37543 Lighthouse Road in Fenwick Island. The zoning district is C1. Tax parcel is District 134, map 23.20, parcel 58. The applicant is seeking a 15.03-foot variance from the 75-foot lot width requirement for a parcel and also seeking a 1,100-square-foot variance from the minimum 10,000-square-foot lot size requirement for a parcel. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and two mail return.
Is the applicant present?
Good afternoon, sir. If you could give your name and place of residence for the record, and then I'll swear you in.
My name is Robert Nash. I'm with Mearsbow Consultants.
Excuse me, Mr. Nash.
Oh, Mr.
Excuse me, Mr.
Can you, go ahead.
We have a new audio system here. You need to press the button there, and it'll light up red.
There you go. Yep.
There you go. You can start over again.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm Robert Nash. I'm with Mearsbow Consultants. I live at 634 Abbott Drive in Milford, and I'm here to represent the clients for this variance application.
Okay. Mr. Nash, do you swear affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth in your testimony this evening?
I do.
Okay, you may proceed.
Yeah, I assume you have a packet that we sent in.
I think you need to press your microphone again.
Mr. Nash, just make sure, you gotta make sure that the red ring on the microphone is lit up, so if you want to push that button again.
Okay, all right.
And maybe slide it off to the side a little bit.
Okay. I think I got it. Oh, okay.
This new system, they call it progress.
Yeah, everybody's learning. And then if you have like more than a certain number on, some of them shut off. It's fine.
Okay, well,
Oh, no. It's got to be red, so hit it again.
Oh, I turned it on for you.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
The criteria for this variance, the uniqueness of the property is that first of all, they inherited the property. And this is the best way to use it because there's two persons that inherited the property. And the property is only 750 feet wide. And what we were trying to do is divide it into two parcels. There's room on the east side to provide an easement to the back parcel. The width that cannot be developed otherwise because of the zoning code. The difficulty with this property is that it was inherited this way. I mean, they're not just trying to create a lot out of nowhere. The two parties inherited it, and for them to be able to use it for the most equal management, we think the best way to do it. The property lies in an area of multi-unit developments, trailer parks, and we don't think that this is going to substantially change the neighborhood. And I think that if the variances are approved, they will be the minimum variances that will be possible for this property. And I sent you an image showing how the property sits. Of course, you've got that, how it sits between all these other small buildings, small lots. And I think that this will be fitting for the neighborhood.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
That does.
Questions?
I'm familiar with this area. Depending on what you choose to use.
Mr. Williamson, your mic.
What are the plans for this?
She wants to put a home on the back parcel.
What size home?
Now I'll have to ask the client that if she can.
Because you make reference to not being in character with the neighborhood.
Yeah.
You could really not be in character with the neighborhood depending on the home you build there.
I don't think it's going to be a McMansion.
Understood. You mentioned a second entrance. How was the entrance? Would you be able to go up to the screen and show me exactly what you're talking about?
Here is where we plan to put the easement, and we asked for a 12-foot easement because the house is so close to this property line, and the property line would run back here, meeting all the setback requirements, and the home would be built in the back.
Thank you.
Sir?
Yes.
So is the idea that there are two descendants of the previous owner and they both want to be able to have a house here?
Yes.
Okay. So one of them will have the house that's already there and another will build a new one?
Exactly, yes.
Okay. And this is zoned commercial, C1?
Mm-hmm.
So the setbacks for the rear lot are going to be the same as the setbacks for what's there now, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so you're not asking for a variance to the setbacks for the new lot?
No.
They're still going to build within the setbacks?
The width of the lot and the size of the lot.
So they're going to be very limited to a very small house, even with the variances they're requesting tonight?
Yes.
Okay.
They realize that.
They understand that. Okay. I guess that's the only question I have. Well, I'm assuming it's public sewer and water.
Yes, public sewer and water.
Okay, so there's nothing else there that we need to know about, like buried tanks or anything like that?
No.
Okay. No. All right, thank you.
Is there any issues with flooding in that area, in the back part of that
lot? All the way in the back?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a ditch running across the back, but the lot doesn't really get flooded that much, just comes out of the ditch a little bit.
So the easement that you're proposing is going to provide access to whomever owns the back lot?
Exactly, yes.
It'll be recorded that way?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Is the front of the property 75—what is the width of the front of the property?
58.47 feet. feet. 59.97 feet. I finally put my glasses on so I can read the damn thing.
Thank you.
Mr. Robinson?
Just a couple thoughts. One is, depending on how the vote goes this evening, should the variances be granted, this kind of goes to the easement question, they would still have to go to planning and zoning to get that minor subdivision approved. And planning and zoning is requiring that there be a maintenance agreement that would be recorded on any subdivision like this, you know, so that would be addressed regardless. The other thing it's sort of an observation, it's somewhat unusual that we're seeing a subdivision of a C1 commercial property for residential purposes. You don't see that very often. And the only reason I point that out is, you know, theoretically, you could come in and get, you know, up to 12 units an acre by right on C1 multifamily, you know. I'm not sure what the total acreage of it is, but the parcel next door, which looks about the same, is 4/10 of an acre in size. So, you know, you could get, you know, more than two units on here without the subdivision, should they choose to do that. So I just point that out because we don't usually see that sort of thing where you get a buy right multifamily. It's really only limited to C1, and there's not a lot of vacant C1 or C1 that's being developed residentially. So, yeah.
Does that West Maryland Avenue, does it exist or is it just on paper?
Which one now?
The road on the back.
Oh,
of the
in the back.
Yeah.
All right, it's just on paper, I think.
Okay. Couldn't tell if it was just overgrown or.
Anything else from the board?
This would also require through the approvals, fire marshal.
That's right. Yeah, they, you know. So what would happen would be that they'd need to get sort of a preliminary or conceptual approval if you grant the variance. Because that, if you don't grant the variance, then none of that matters. But if you grant the variance, they would have to get, and probably a DLDOT, you know, at least an entrance approval for that minor subdivision as well. Plus, county engineering would need to look at it to make sure they can run a sewer lateral all the way back there and whoever provides the water as well.
Thank you.
Mr. Hobbinson, am I understanding correctly that they could build two dwellings on this property without dividing it?
They could. Yeah, they could. More than two, probably, whatever 4/10 of an acre times 12 is. I'm a lawyer, not a mathematician. So, but yeah, they could. You know, so how it would work is it would have to be a condominium, but you could do it without doing the subdivision.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a little more complex than what they want to do, but they could.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly understand wanting to divide it.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, thanks.
No, it makes sense.
And I say that, just there's a caveat to that. That assumes that the geometry works out, because when you start building multifamily, then you got to start fitting parking and stormwater management and all that other stuff on there. So,
sure.
You know, my guess would be they could get two on there.
Could you possibly, going back to that West Maryland Avenue, could you access it from that? I know it's just on paper right now, but is that an access way?
It does not touch our property. It comes in to the property next door.
Okay.
So there's no access to that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a dirt pathway through there. It's not our property.
Mr. Nash, does that conclude your presentation?
It does.
Thank you. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? You can come forward and be sworn in. Mr. Robertson will swear you in.
Hi, good evening. If you could first give your name and place of residence.
Oh,
need you to hit that red button on the. No, on the dot.
Right there.
Yep.
There you go.
It totally seems like it should be green and whatever, you know.
Hi, I'm Karen Mentonitis. I live at 4566 4653 American Corner Road in Fidelsburg, Maryland. And I'm one of the owners of the property that you were just discussing.
So, do you swear affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth in your testimony this evening?
I do.
Okay, great. You can proceed.
Okay, thank you. Hello. Myself and my aunt is also here that inherited the property. And I just want to say that my grandparents bought this property back in 1969 for $3,500. And her intentions when she passed away is to ensure that it stayed in the family, which is why we'd like to subdivide it in order to keep it in the family. We're not planning on doing any multifamily homes, any giant homes. It could be even just a single wide trailer that we're putting on the back. I don't know why it was commercial property, but that's not where we're going to be using it for. So if there's any questions, I'm happy to answer any of them.
Gentlemen, questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12839? I'm going to butcher your name, I'm sorry. Karen Mensotis and Ms. Barbara Blades.
If there's no one who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. All right, for caller, please state your name and you will have the floor.
I'm Amy Hollis, an employee with Suffolk County, calling in to test the line.
Thank you, Amy. We could hear you. We cannot understand the operator.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12839 for Karen Mensotis and Ms. Barbara Blades?
At this time, there are no pending comments.
Thank you. We heard you clear that time. Anything else from the board? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 12839 for Ms. Karen Mensotis and Ms. Barbara Blades and entertain a motion.
Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12839 for Karen Mensotis and Barbara Blades for the request of variances pending a final written decision based on the record today made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. I do believe the property has unique physical conditions due to the flooding in the rear of the property. I believe that exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. I don't believe this will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and I do believe this represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And aye too. So the vote of 5-0, your case is approved. Mr. Robertson, would you like to stay and join us for a while?
I'll pass. I'm sure we'll do a fine job.